Coach, nice win tonight. You really only had the one lead in the first half. Right before halftime, got up by one and then just kept extending that off and put together a pretty nice ball game overall.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the kids for their persistence. You know, Staunton came out and shot the ball extremely well, which we knew that they had shooters. We kind of stayed the course. We guarded them the way we needed to guard them. They weren't getting easy shots. They were just making plays over our defense. We were hoping that, Isaac and between Isaac and Brenton just trading off on the locks a little bit to wear him down and keep our kids fresh. And, you know, as the game progressed, finally they started missing some things. And the biggest thing, we finally took care of the basketball. I'm sure that this is probably a season low for turnovers for us. And we've been stressing that so much from the beginning of the year, really. But they realize it. It's just, we're in that situation where we're playing some young kids and kids that don't have a lot of varsity experience until this year. So we're going to be better because of it. But sometimes it's painful to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not only young guys that are going to make mistakes, but it's guys that want to go up tempo, and when you do that, you're going to make a few extra mistakes too.
It is, and with us playing, two freshmen pretty regularly and a lot of nights three, just the physicality of the game is going to create some turnovers, and we understand that. We're excited for the future of Vandal basketball and the kids, they're a great bunch of kids. I mean, they're receptive to coaching, and they want to be coached, and they want to get better, and they want to win, that's the makings for a good ball club.
That, especially after Tuesday, I know that was a frustrating loss. You had the lead late. To come back tonight and get a win, that's good to be able to bounce back.
Yeah, and I told the kids from Tuesday, I accept the responsibility for that one. I could have done a better job managing the game down in that fourth quarter, kind of similar to what we did tonight. Not only do we ask the kids to reflect, we as coaches reflect on ourselves what I've had to remind myself of this group is I can't assume anything, because of the youth and inexperience that I can't assume that they're going to understand the time and score and the situation of the game, the flow of the game. So we kind of took the bull by the horns tonight and made some decisions to be extra patient and put personnel out there, our best ball handlers, and to finish the game.
I know Tanner Robbins isn't 100%. I know you got him some extra breaks tonight, but he cashed in when he needed to there in the fourth quarter.
He did. And Tanner's the one guy we're got playing now that has the varsity experience. The last three games, I'm really proud of Tanner for stepping up and becoming a positive leader. Early in the season, he had some frustrations, and there's a difference in how you address those young kids. A 14, 15 year old looking at an 18 year old, frustrated with them, they don't necessarily respond so well. Sometimes you gotta nurture them a little bit and take a different approach. And Tanner has started to do that. It's gonna pay off for our team.
He's kind of a high energy kind of guy, kind of high kinetic kind of guy. So that's not an easy thing for him to do.
It's not, and he's passionate. I get it.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's recognizing the situation, and the personnel and the personalities that we have. Like I say, he's figuring that out, and I'm glad he came out. I didn't think there was a chance he'd be available tonight from his injury from Tuesday. He sat out of practice on Wednesday, practiced Thursday. Looked pretty good. Said he felt pretty good, he's got Gumby ankles, and Andrew Kelly's got ankles of glass. So if we can somehow merge those two, merge those two together, that would be great.
Coach, you talked about it. Staunton's very young, too. This is going to be a team they're going to be battling with the next few years.
Yeah, they are. They're going to be good for a while. I being the principal at the junior high, we just finished our eighth grade tournament, and Central A&M won the eighth grade tournament. They got a nice group and that follows this group. So, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with here for the next 3-4 years.
Coach, you haven't had any easy games the second half of the season at all.
There hadn't been an easy game all year, Tom. There hasn't been one. You look at our schedule before the season starts. It's like there's no one on our schedule that you feel like, okay, we're going to win this one, you know. And, for us to have 10 wins right now and we're still in the conference hunt to string some together here. Yeah, we're going to have a real tough test on Tuesday at Westland. But after that one, we feel like, we're going to stack up, match up pretty well with the remaining schedule.
Yeah, it's all conference except for Carterville. I know you kind of want another shot at them after having a two-point ball game with them on Saturday.
It'll be, and what we talk to kids about is, we're going to be better prepared for Carterville this time, after seeing them and playing them tough. And, it might be a different story on their home floor. I don't know. But, we feel like we match up with them personnel-wise. And it's going to come down to, the little things, rebounding, putting the ball in the basket, all the things that you have to do to win a basketball game, and it's whichever team does that better is going to win.
Coach, talk about the Benton tournament a little bit. It's a tough tournament, no question, but I've always felt like it's one that it helps the Vandals overall.
Yeah, it does, and again, there's no easy ones there. I really like the change to the bracket.
Yeah.
Instead of the round robin, it gives them a real championship game, a real third place game, a real place game instead of the round robin and figuring it all out at the end. It kind of builds the excitement for that. Plus for travel, it helps out a ton too.
Exactly.
But yeah, our kids enjoy going down there. It's a fantastic facility, tons of history with Benton and the building itself. They do things the right way. They take care of our kids. They feed them after every game. And it's a good experience. Those long road trips come together as a group sometimes. And I feel like we did that. We spent a lot of time on the road. And
got a few of those coming up next week too.
Yeah, we do. We do. But what I liked about the mentor, we can take an activity bus, a 15-passenger activity bus. We all go down there together. And it's a lot of quality time, in between when we play. For a group of kids that have never played together as a group, that's very important.
Coach, that's been one of the things, and you've kind of said it a couple of times. This has been a fun group, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. They're great kids. And like I said, they play hard, and if we didn't win a ball game, I would still be proud of them because of the effort they put out. We even look back at the Salem game. We didn't play with as much energy in that one. We kind of feel like we gave one away there with A&M on Tuesday, but I can't complain with our effort, just not laying down. Even the games that we were outmatched, the kids kept playing hard. They did the best they could, and that's fun as a coach. It's really hard to coach effort, and that's something I told the kids. I kind of refuse to coach effort. It's about finding five guys that's going to put out the effort. Don't make me beg you to play hard, because that's miserable for me and you.
And it's always one of those. There's somebody sitting over here that'll play hard.
Absolutely.
So you better get out there and do it.
Yeah. We've been running with 13 guys in practice, and we didn't go as deep into our bench tonight. But there's been games where we played you know, 11 in a rotation, you know, and you know, our practices are very competitive. It doesn't matter, you know, we split the teams. We don't always go starters versus, you know, second string. We split them up even, and they go at each other, and you know, and that makes for, you know, when the lights come on, you know, we're going to be competitive.
A night like tonight, a three-level night, but the JV goes overtime. Those are good things. I mean, those are good for the kids to go through it.
It is, and, you know, in that JV group, the Staunton, I don't know if they'd lost. They got again, they're stacked with their freshman class, and, you know, that was, you know, we don't have all of our freshmen playing JV, and for us to pull that one out, that's, you know, two close games. Yeah, good night to be a Vandal for sure.
Yeah.